Okay, we're going to go today a little bit into the inyan of Chulin Ba'azara, because it seems that our Gemara is ignoring that completely. The Gemara continues now. Till now we brought Limudim that Avlad Kodshim and Tmuras Kodshim takes on the same halacha as the mother or the Tmur that it came from. So now the Gemara brings another pasuk. V'haytana ma'isilo mehacha. There's another Tana that learns the din that Vlad Kotchim have Kedusha and Tmuras Kotchim have Kedusha from another pasuk. Rak Kotchecha elu ha-Tmuros, Asheyilocha elu ha-Vlodos. Okay, so that tells you there's Kedusha, Tisa u'Basa. Yochel, I would think, it says you should take it and bring it. Yochel Yachni Senu l'Beis HaBchira. Maybe you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, but you don't have makrev it. Maybe there's a regular din misa. How do we know that there's a din hakrov? Says the Gemara, Talmud loymar v'osiso l'osecha abosar v'adam. K'derech sh'atanoyek ba'oyla, atanoyek b'tmur. It compares tmura to an oyla. However, you know it with the tmur, with the oyla, that's how you know it with the tmur. K'derech sh'atanoyek b'shlomim, atanoyek b'vladeh, shlomim b'tmur. Yochol kol ha'kotshim kain. I would think even Chatos and Osham, that you would be makriv of the Vlad Chatos and the Tmuras Chatos. Tamaloy Marak. So there's an exclusion, not all Kotchim, but most Kotchim. Div Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Imenu Tzorach. I don't need a miut that you don't bring an Osham, a Vlad Osham, or Tmuras Osham for a carbon. Because it says, Hareyu Oimer Osham Hu Osham Osham Lashem. It says that it is an Osham. Hu Osham, the Ain't Tmurasa Kreva. Only it itself is brought, not the Tmura. This is, by the way, a general rule in all Kachim. Whenever we have a miut for something to be brought, we're always going to put it on Techatas and Osham before other things. And the reason for that is because Chatas and Osham is Bola Kapara. Chatos Oshem has an added condition that it can only be brought L'Shem Kapara. So therefore, it's the first one to be excluded. Anytime you have a Chatos and Oshem that's lacking in the Kapara, automatically we're going to lean a miut. If we have a choice that the Torah is Mamayat something from Hakarov, it's going to be hanging on Chatos and Oshem, because Chatos and Oshem are the most sensitive to being able to be brought on the Mizbeach. Chatas and Osham, all other kachim are bob and adova. So even if there's something lacking in the kapora, it doesn't affect the hakrova. Chatas v'osham, but that's why the whole sugya here is, besides Rabbi Kiva, who has a pasuk by Osham. But besides for Rabbi Kiva, we didn't have a special pasuk by Chatas and Osham. We're just saying the fact that it says rak, it's excluding Chatas v'osham. Why? Because Chatas v'osham is always the more sensitive one. Anytime the Torah is mamat to kapara, mameli, you don't bring it for a carbon. So the Gemara says, minot teisi. Mehecha teisi, you would think, omar mar, tisa ubosa yochel yachni senu lebeis abchira. Very strange havamina. The reason why the Torah had to say, not just tisa ubosa, because I would think that you would just bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. I wouldn't think you're makrev it. What do? You let it die. The Gemara says, what kind of havamin is that? Why would you think you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you let it die? Says the Gemara, minot teisi. Why would I say such a thing? Why would I say bring something to the Beis HaMikdash and let it die? Doesn't make sense. Not only that, kivon de gemiri, chamesh chatois meisois, since we have a halacha l'mishum Sinai, that there are five chatois that are mesos, which means that's almost like an exclusion. Dafka these are mesos, not others. Hanach mikrov krivi. Ma'u detema chomesh chatois mesos, b'chol mokom. Chomesh chatois mesos are even more pushed off from being a carbon. Again, because what we just said, because they're lacking a kapora. And therefore, they're not even brought to the Beis HaMikdash to die over there. They die anywhere. I would think And that's not such a chiddush, by the way, because we have certain psulei kodshim, which is a din b'kodesh b'eis yisarif, that it has to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's the same svar. Chatas and Asham are so far pushed out because they're not roi for kapora. They could die anywhere. Other kodshim, I would think, Vlad Chatas, Vlad Shlomen, Tmur Shlomen, I would think they're more in the parsha. They're not as pushed off, so you bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, but they die in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Kamash Malon. Omar Mar Yochel Av Kol HaKotchim Kain. I would think you bring all Kotchim for a carbon. Tamalem Rak Kotchecho. Says the Gemara, what are we talking about? Vlad Deman. Ida Oila Zocherho. Can't be excluding a Vlad Oila because there's no such thing. We already went through that. An Oila can only be a Zocher. Unless you hold like Rebbe Lezer, who holds that a Vlad Oila, Vlad Oila's Nekev is carbon. V'lav bariludehu, v'i chatos, and if it's a carbon chatos, I don't need a pasuk to tell me not to bring it as a carbon. Gemiri, law, it's already halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that v'lav chatos is l'misa kaima. Ida osham, elamai, you'll tell me a v'lav osham, that's also halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Gemiri, law, deliriyaz, there's a rule, kol shechatos mesa, anytime a chatos is put to death, Osham goes Luria, but Osham Ria. So therefore, the Hilchos Gemiri Lo Lamisa. So what do I need? We said like this: one pasuk is Marba, that Vlad Kachim and Tmuris Kachim, and one pasuk is Mamayat. We're saying it doesn't make sense because if it's coming to be Mamayat, Osham and Chatos, that's Pasha, that's Aleph Beis, because it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So I don't need a pasuk to be mamat that a chatos v'osham you don't bring vlad chatos tmuras chatos you don't bring for a carbon because you don't do that anyway because it's a halacha moshe misinai. So the Gemara says this is the problem in the Gemara. The Gemara says you're right. Kro limeute hakrova. Kro limeute hakrova. The pasuk is coming to be mamayat hakrov. In other words, I would say you're makrovit. What do you mean? You just said it goes lamisa. You just said it goes lamisa. What does it mean? Says the Gemara. What do you mean? V'hoba hotalia. Isn't one thing the if it goes to misa, it obviously doesn't go for hakrov. There's halacha l'moshe misinai that a chat vlad chatos tmuras chatos vlad osham tmuras osham. You don't bring for a carbon, it's self-understood that you don't bring it, that it gets killed, it's self-understood, you don't bring it for a carbon. Elo, hilchasa l'chatos, ukra l'mute t'mur z'ashem. Maybe the halacha moshe m'sinai is not by a carbon ashem. The Gemara says that's not true. T'mur z'ashem, honami hilchasa k'mirila. Because there's a part of the halacha moshe m'sinai is that any time a chatos gets put to death, and Osham pastures. And Osham is also not brought for a carb. Gemiri lo, the army kol shebachatos mesa b'Osham roya. Now again, so the Gemara goes back to what we said, which is that the pasuk is coming to be mamayet hakrova. Elo must be kromi boile, the ovaru makriv koi base. If you're over and you're makriv the korban, you get an isarase. In other words, without the pasuk of rak, it would be lemisa azla. But if you're makrif, you're makrif. And this havamina is such a good havamina that I need a pasuk to tell me otherwise. In other words, without the pasuk, the chatas is lemisa azla. But if you put on a mizbech, you put on a mizbech. What does that mean? What's the beer in that? It's a pella. It's mamish a pella. So the pre-Yitzchak, the famous Rabbi Yitzchak Belzer, he says, what do you mean? It's chulin ba'azova. What do you mean? I need a separate pasuk to tell me, by the way, if you have something that goes l'misa, you don't put on the mizbeach. That's chulin. Of course you don't put on the mizbeach. Rav Yashiv Kalachar Yad, in his Ha'oris, on Maseches Tmura, you see he doesn't learn like Rabbi Yitzchak Belzer. But Rabbi Yitzchak Belzer brings an ironclad proof to the way he learns. Rav Eliashiv here says as follows. Says Rav Eliashiv, Hava Amina, Afal Gavda Lekatchila Lo Yakrivenu. Even though, of course, you come to ask a shayla, it's halachal Moshe Mitzrayim that this animal is supposed to be put to death. So obviously, you know, you're not supposed to put on the mizbech. Ulamisa Oslo. Mikol Mokoim Eino Mipsulei HaMukdashim. I would think it's like sort of like an androgynous. It's Nishtahin and Nishtah, it's like the identity crisis, this animal. On the one hand, the Rav Paskins, it's Lamisa Oslo. On the other hand, if you ask a briskedin, is this from Psulei Mukdashim? Not really. I can't even say I understand fully what he's saying, because to me, if the Torah says that it's Lamisa Ozla, that's the greatest Psulei HaMukdashim possible. What's Psulei HaMukdashim? If this is not Psulei HaMukdashim, then what is? What's ever called Psulei HaMukdashim? Psulei HaMukdashim means, types the words. It's a kachim that has a psul in it. So if you're telling me that the fact that the Torah says that this animal should go lamisa and not lahakrova is not called a psul, then what is a psul? We'll see. That's not what Rav Eliashiv says, first of all. Rav Eliashiv is not coming to answer the Prius. You have to understand, there are two issues here. One issue is Rabbi Yitzchak Belzer's question. Rabbi Yitzchak Belzer is asking that not only is this not a havamina that you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach, the Torah says it goes lamisa. He's saying, I don't understand why you need a new prohibition, an isra asay. You have a built-in isra, it's called chulin bazara. That's him, that's one. I'm telling you that Rav Eliashiv is not addressing his question. Rav Eliashiv is coming from a whole different angle. Rav Eliashiv is saying, from the Gemara is mashma, that there's a havamina that the hakrova would be considered a hakrova. You understand? It's two different issues. Rav Yitzchak, the Pri Yitzchak, is coming and saying, I don't understand our Gemara. Why our Gemara needs a prohibition? Stand David. Why do you need an iser? Tzchulin bazara? There's an iser al tzchulin bazara. That's Rav Yitzchak Belzer. I'm telling you that not only does Rav Eliashiv hold l'chayra, Rav Yitzchak Belzer has no kasha. He's learning that the havamina would be that not only is it not chulin, but it's not even psulei hamukdashim. Rav Eliashiv is saying this animal that's walking around is mamish fadreit. You can't even get a reading on it. If you give it a scan, it would give us a very strange reading. It would tell us like this: this is a chatos that's kodshim. And then there's a screen that says, Psulim detected. Psulim detected. Clean bill. Clean health bill. Then there's another thing. Hakrova status. Don't bring it. If you bring it, it's a regular carb. That's what Rav Eliashiv is learning. It's not Psulim Mukdashim. Rav Eliashiv is saying an unbelievable chiddush. He's saying that this animal actually, at least without a pasuk, without this new pasuk of isolating it, it would still be very closely related to any carbon that's walking around. Grade, it has like a death sentence writing on it. You know, it's a regular carbon with a death sentence. Nebuchadnezzar, there was a tribunal, there was a court, and they came out, they paskened on this poor animal that it's lumisa azla. But it's a regular chatas. It's walking around. I'm a chatas with a death sentence. That's how Avul Yashim is like. He's learning that a death sentence doesn't make it into Psulei HaMukdashim. Now, if I was there in the shiur when he gave, these are all the horrors this is not an Ian shiur. This is a shiur they go quickly every night. They learn like an omen very quickly. So if I was in the shiur, then I would have been outraged. I would have screamed, what's going on here? What do you mean it's not Psulei HaMukdashim? It's a carbon kachin that the Torah is saying you have to put to death. Isn't that Psulei HaMukdashim? What makes something Psulei Mukdashim? You're agreeing the Torah is saying don't put on the Mizbeach. The Torah is saying this animal, not there, Misa Hazla. So Eliashiv is saying, I mean, again, those are his words. He says, I would think, what's the pshat that the Gemara says that you need a pasuk? Hav Amina, What is this lechatchila din? Because there's a death sentence. L'misa hazla. Mikomokoim einoim epsulei hamukdashim. It's not called psulei hamukdashim. Uvim olo lo yeret. And therefore, if you put it on the mizbeach, it stays there. It's like a korban. Not only is it not a shayla of an iser, the havamina would be that you are makayim a mitzvah of akrav eschatas. I don't even know if it's a mitzvah of avera. I know exactly what it is. You took an animal. I would want to understand, why can't you do both then? Give it its death sentence and do the hakrova. It's also death. Elamai, the Torah, saying absolutely not. It can't be makrav it. But it's still not psulei hamukdashim. Then he says, so what's the maskana? The pastor comes and teaches you. He says, so what's the maskana? The maskana, how about Talia? Kivon de Oslo Lemisa behechrach tu posel hakrav. It's not a posel. No, not at all. No, what I'm saying is that according to Rav Eliashiv, it would seem that the Pri Yitzchak's question wouldn't be such a question, because one can say the maskana is that it's psulei hamukdashim, but it's still kosher. It's not chulin bazar. It's not chulin bazar. The Pri Yitzchak is asking, it's chulin bazar. Now you have to realize, the Pri Yitzchak is energized by, I brought in his tshuva here, he has a tremendous proof to his thing. I asked the Yoelim to look up the sugyan in Meseches Me'ila. Okay, in Meseches Me'ila, on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Chatos ha-mesois, u-mois ha-hochois li-yam ha-melach, lo-y ne'anim v'lo-y mo'yalim. Rashi goes on to say a tremendous chiddush. Afilu mid-rabona. He says it's an iser ba'alma, Rashi calls it. Rashi says this din, that you're not supposed to have anor from a chatos ha-mesa, is a din d-rabona. It's not, meaning according to Rashi, it's not even Kodesh. It's nothing. On a Daraisa level, a Chatos HaMesa is nothing. It's a Zilcho. That's Rashi saying. So if Rashi's saying it's a zero, so how could we say that this is not Chulin Bazor? If Midaraisa, you could mamish use this animal. You take this animal for a ride. Midaraisa. Yeah? So if Midaraisa, I could take it for a ride, how can you tell me I could put it on the Mizbeach? This doesn't go together. This doesn't make sense. You could go ride yourself into the Azoran and put it on the Mizbeach. Doesn't make any sense. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's kasha. That's how he energizes his question. Apirish Rashi loyneni midarabonan dafilu isuga leka. Midaraisa, there's no issue at all. It's only midarabon. Minatoiro heim chulim gmurim. If that's the case, what's the Havamini bring it for a korban? He says, Vahatamu. He says, where did Rashi get this in Me'ila to say that there's no Isser at all even? He doesn't call it, according to the Girsa that we have, it's a Shaila Girsa, he doesn't even call it Me'ila Midrabana. It's like an Isser Drabana. It's not even Me'ila. He says, Vahatam. The Ayin B'Menoches Davdalit. The Gemara says in Menoches. The Chatoris HaMesis, this is Avdalud Omid Beis in Meseches Menachos. The Gemara says as follows. Chatoris HaMesis, Kivon Dil Ibud Kaini, since the Torah says they should be killed, Lav Kotshe Govoya Nimu. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says that if the Chatos is Hoylech Li'ibud, that is the greatest psul. It's Chul. Frekka Bitzchik Belzer, if that's the case. Says clearly, you're not allowed to bring chulin bazora. That's Issa Daraisa. He says, so if that's the case, in Kain, Vlad Chatas, Oshem Chatas, Harehim Chulim, Vehem Bichlau Kol Chulim Sheshochtu Bazora, Do Oiver Baase. It's a great question. So the question is mavel al arayin. The question is givaldik. And the whole Gemara here is, the whole flow of the Gemara is really dancing around that, even though there's a din of lemisa ozla, I would think that you could put it on, I would think there's no assay. If the Gemara seems to totally ignore the fact that the Torah said this animal has to be put to death. That seems to be the ultimate. When the Torah says put this animal to death, that is the ultimate hafkah from this animal being a korban. And yet the Gemara doesn't seem to hold that way. You have to know why not. No, because no matter what you do to it, it still has this riding din of lemisa azah. So it's going to go, it's going to become chulin again. In other words, you're going to be makdish it. It's going to go right back to the chulin status, because it's still, the death sentence is what created the din chulin. The death sentence is not going away. So you can shchai chai v'kayim, hektish, but the misa keeps on coming and make it the, and uproots it. What? The Torah said no. The Torah says, lemisa azah. Can't do it. And the guy's chayv misa, he also could, will try to be paid to himself. That's it. You know, guys, it's that. There's nothing to do. So this is a big problem. So this question baffled the Pri Yitzchak. He says it's a plea. Because of it, he says a tremendous chiddush, which really Rabbi Chaim Oizer, in his Tshuvas Achiezer, says the same idea as the Pri Yitzchak, which is that maybe the Isser Chulin Bazorah is only a Maisa Shechita. Hakrova and all that is okay. Maybe that's not an Isser Daraisa. Maybe the Isser Daraisa is only the actual Shechting of the carbon. Of the, not carbon, of the Chulin. But if you took, let's say, a behemoth, you Shechted it in your house, and then you took the intestines and the dam, and you went, you did avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, then they won't be Chulin Bazorah. Chulin Bazorah is only the Shechita. So the Gemara here says, Hakrova. So what the Gemara would mean over here is that there wouldn't be a source that if you shechted it already, you couldn't put it on the Mizbeach. That's, again, it's an unbelievable chiddush. Why would you think, again, why would you think that you'd be allowed to do such a thing? Echtesa, the Torah is giving it, the Misa Azla. The Torah is giving. It's a very strange thing. We don't find such a thing elsewhere. And when something becomes possible, that you need not psukim that on the stage three, that you don't bring it into the Beis HaMikdash to do HaKrova. Strange. But besides for being strange, the Balei HaToisus clearly don't hold this way. Because Toisus talks about a shayla in the Seches Zvochim, where you have blood that gets mixed in. Blood of something that has to come for a carbon, together with blood that doesn't come for a carbon. Because somebody get a zvachim, you know, if you don't mind, also above a basra. So over there, Taisu says almost the opposite of the Pri Yitzchak and Achiezer. Taisu says that even if you hold that chulin bazora is not the raisa, there is such an opinion that says that chulin bazora is not the raisa. See here, the Pri Yitzchak brings down this sheet. Shkoyach, thank you. I've told you. Pri Yitzchak brings down the shita that there are shitas who hold chulin bazor is not the reis, but of course it's a doichik to say that our sugi is only going according to that man d'omer who holds chulin bazor alav the reis. So he says here clearly that he himself says that that's not mistaver to say like that. He says veini mistaver loyma. But besides for that, Tesvis says in Zvachim as follows. This is Daf Ayin Zayin. Tesvis talks about the question of the bloods that got mixed up. Well, the Evorim that got mixed up, Evorim Chatosh and Esavu Be'Evorim Yoylo. And Tosfos talks about the question, he says, that those Evorim, or that Dam that's not supposed to go on the Mizbeach, why isn't there, so the Gemara over there says you sprinkle the blood, because it has in it blood that has to go on the Mizbeach.
Tosfos asks, why don't we say that that's chulin bazorah? Aval kosher, he says Tosfos. Also lachlus chulin bazorah. He says, so what's going on? Why are you allowed to do it? So Tosfos goes on to say, Shema, he says, afilu man da'oma who holds chulin bazorah lav deraisa hainu shchita. Aval hakrove, that's the reisa. So Tosfos over here in Zvochim feels that it's more likely to say that hakrove is issa deraisa rather than shchita. And the truth is, it's very logical that way. It's a logical svara. Tosfos doesn't explain why, but it's logic. I'll tell you what the logic is. The logic is that when you shecht the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, you're always really not doing a kachem activity, really. You're doing a chulin activity. Shechit is bizarre kshera. If you're shechting a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to use a zar to shecht it. Because the shechit is required like it's required by chulin. Unless you're doing malika. Malika doesn't exist by chulin, and that's why malika needs a koyan. But shechita part of a carbon is really a chulin activity. Be'etzim. It's a chulin activity. In fact, many rishonim, is a whole controversy about the bracha that we make on shechita. Because many rishonim hold that shechita is not a mitzvah. At all. By chulin I'm talking about. So why does a sheikh make a bracha? Asher k'dishonu b'mtsoyisa v'tzivonu ala shechita. It's not a mitzvah, right? So many Rishonim learn, Shechita is a mitzvah. It's not just a matter. If you want to eat, there's a mitzvah to shecht. Some Rishonim learn, no. Shechita is like a get. Get is not a mitzvah. Get is a matir. Shechita is a matir. You shecht, you can eat the meat. That's what shechita is. So why do we make a broch at all? So some say, well, since you have shechita by kodshim, and over there, you have a mitzvah to do it. So they were mesaken and matbei a brocha. Once they were mesaken and matbei a brocha on shechita, it follows through onto chulin as well. So chulin inherited the brocha from kodshim. But lemoshel, you could use a zor to do shechita. You could also, the Rashba holds that the Gemara in Kiddushin and the Dorin has a shaila if kohani kohanim shluchi didan. Yishluchi d'rachmona. The Gemara has a shayla. And the Gemara in Kedushin and the Dorim proves that the Kohen is not our shliach, he's Rabban Shalom shliach. The Gemara says, because there's a rule in shlichus, kol milsat de'iv loymatzi yavid loymatzi ma'ashvi shliach. If you can't do it, you can't appoint a shliach. So how could the Kohen be our shliach? Kol milsat de'iv loymatzi yavid loymatzi ma'ashvi shliach. That's the Gemara. The Rashba comes and he says, oh, you know what? That's only from Kabbalah onward, from accepting the blood. But the shechting part, the Kohen could be Ashliach. Kushchita bizarre kashera. So there is logic, forgetting how it fits into the psukim. There is a swara to say that Hakrova Chulin Bazara is much more chomer than Shechita Chulin Bazara. Now, Tosfos says this also. We have this Tosfos in Bava Basra. Tosfos in Bava Basra, on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, also makes such a statement. Tosfos says, as follows. Talks about the Issa of Chulin. Hokom Ayil Chulin Ba'azora. He says it's Chulin Ba'azora. And again he says, even the man da'omo holds Chulin Ba'azora lav deraisa. So normally it wouldn't be deraisa. He says over here, Abel Heichon Shemakriv. You're being makriv the carbon, then it's more chomer. Then he goes to Bikurim. He says Bikurim is weaker because Bikurim Eino Yelo Hagosho Eitzel HaMizbeach. You're not being makrav on the Mizbech. You're being magashit to the Mizbech. But anyway, so this svara of Rabbi Yitzchak Belza and Rabbi Chaim Moise is not muskim in the Balei HaTosfos. They would actually say that hakrava is worse. Clearly not better.
So it just energizes the question of Rabbi Yitzchak. It energizes the question. So let's just finish the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva ina in etzarech, hu kara ve'en trumasa kreva, lomali krova hilchas ha-gemiri la. We already said that there's halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, that you don't bring it for a carbon. The Gemara says, ina chanami, kro lomali mi-bari lecha ravuna dam ravuna, osham shenitik l'riya. If you have an osham that was already pushed off to be grazing, so at that point it's already not an osham anymore. It's already designated to be an oiler. And therefore, at that point, if you're makrav it, it loses the shame, psulei mukdashim, because it's already been designated for a oiler. The shochta istam kosher l'shem oiler. Nitikin loy nitik loy. Dafka, if you already had it graze, because then it lost the status of an osham. But as long as not, my time who bavi also yehe. Ula hai tana de kayolif, mehani kroi, tepik le mizochu nekeva. We brought psukim earlier that we learn out that Vlad kotchim and Tmuras kotchim is brought for a carbon from zochu nekeva. The Gemara says, no, how we boil it, Vlad bali mumil and Tmuras bali mumil, which we had earlier. The Gemara says, but there's an extra pasuk for tepik le kulim mehai kroi. We had, there's an extra im. Im loy mashmale. That Tana doesn't darshan the word im, doesn't have it extra. Ula hai Tana, the Tanoim that learned that know already Vlad Kachem and Tmuras Kachem, what do they do with this Pasuk Tisa Ubasa? The Nafik Le Mizochem, the Keva Tisa Ubasa, my Ovid Le? Afilu mi Merayu. This is a very difficult Gemara. You have to bring it even from its grazing. Okay? What does it mean, even from the grazing? What does that mean? So Rashi says, There's two pshatim here in Rashi, because the Gemara says lishnachrini afilu mimur gaihu. So again, we're going according to the opinion who says that you don't have to bring, that you don't need the pasuk to teach us that Vlad kachim and Tmuras kachim. So this pasuk is coming to tell you a new halacha that you have to bring the behemah as a carbon. Tiso basa. Why would you think you don't have to bring a carbon? So the Gemara says, either Mimorayu or Mimorgayu. So Mimorayu, if you look at Rashi, he says that when you go up to be Oilu L'Regel, says Rashi, the Osa Kro the Chayiv, Kisha Oilu L'Regel Avia Karboni Afilu Kishihi Bemire. Right? Even if it's grazing, you have to bring it. You can't say, well, I don't want to go bother with it now. Rashi says, Lo yemar eni toreach ava achareim levakshon ba'agam. It's a strange Rashi. I mean, it's a strange Gemara. The Gemara seems to be saying, you know what? You don't have a right to say, you know what? Let me wait. I don't want to now go look for it. Strange havamina. What do you mean? You have a chiyuv to bring a carb? Why would you think you don't have to look for it? Very modern. So this already, there are many rishonim. Many Rishonim who discuss by every mitzvah. This is really off the daf, has nothing to do with kachim. It's a whole topic on its own. How much a person has an obligation by any mitzvah to go and look for it. If it's not here, a person doesn't have a pair of tefillin. What does he do? He wakes up in the morning, no tefillin. Yeah. Zavadi has a mitzvah to buy tefillin. He doesn't have it now. How much? What's the line? You say, okay, I have no tefillin. My neighbor has tefillin. Gotta go to my neighbor, get tefillin. Okay, my neighbor doesn't have tefillin. An hour away, there's a pair of tefillin. Drive an hour. An hour away, there's no tefillin. I could take a flight. In Miami Beach, there's somebody with tefillin. Where is the line that a person has to go matriach to do a mitzvah? So again, money, expense-wise, we do have a rule. Chaimish. There's a rule, how much money. How much tircha do you have to do? So I brought down a tshuva from the Chavis Yor. Chavis Yor has a discussion as to how much a person has to matriach. He wants to bring a raya to Chavis Yor from Shaluch HaKan. The Gemara in Chulin says, Yochol, the Gemara says in Chulin, Yochol Yale Bahorim, the Gemara says, maybe you should have to go to the mountains to look for it, to look for the carbon. Will be gevois. You should go look all around to find a nest. The Gemara says, no, you don't have to. So the question is, what does that Gemara in Chulin teach us? Does it teach us that normally you don't have to search for a mitzvah? only by Shiluach HaKan. The opposite maybe teaches us that only by Shiluach HaKan you don't have to search. By other mitzvahs you do have to search. The Chacham Tzvi has an interesting approach. Chacham Tzvi says maybe the whole mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is if you want the eggs. This is a whole shaila on its own. In most cases of Shiluach HaKan, you're not interested. You don't need the mother, you don't need the eggs, you're not interested. Is there still a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan? We discussed this, right? Is there still a mitzvah to do Shiluach HaKan if you're not interested? So that's on the side. But the more difficult Rashi is the Lishna Achrini, where the Gemara says, Mimur Gaihu. So Rashi says, what does Mimur Gaihu mean? Afilu heim doshim es hatfua. Here, the animal's out there threshing. The animal's out there threshing. The halacha is that you don't, you would think, let it thresh. That's like Rashi. Lasuye, it's coming to be marbe, that even if the animal is threshing, still in all, you have to go and take it up. This is a Peladika Rashi. This is how Rashi learns the Gemara. That even if the animal is threshing, you can't say, well, let me just let it thresh. You have to pull it away now. The whole Metzias is a Pela. This is Kotshim. Kotshim, you can't do Malacha with. What's going on here? There's no... By Kotshim, you're not allowed to do Malacha. What do you mean the animal is threshing? Animal's not allowed to be threshing. If the animal's threshing, you're dealing with a bigger Isser. What's going on? Elamai, you aren't Makdish it yet. Which is maybe the way Rabbeinu Gershom understands. Rabbeinu Gershom seems to understand that. Now that creates also a very big problem. Why does that create a very big problem? He says, okay. So Ben Gershon clearly says, they went in on their own. But how are you allowed to let the animal avoid this kodesh? How could you let the animal do avoid it? Elamai, say, well, maybe it's not kodesh yet. If it's not kodesh, what's this? Why do I have to? So what is it? I have an animal that's chulin. I said, I have an animal over there that's threshing. So there's nothing about that animal. I have to bring that animal. I could bring this animal. I could bring next animal. What do I have to bring that animal for? So what's going on? If it's the only animal you have, vaitli you have the same kasha. Havadi you have to bring it. You have an asay to bring it. If it's not the only animal you have, so bring another one. So the way many learn, we're talking about a already designated. You said, you know what? This is the one I want to bring. What does that do? The Shagas Aryeh in the Sefer Turei Evin in Megillah Daf Chof Aleph, he says designation does nothing by a carbon till you makdish it. Till you say I raise the oil, it's nothing. If I just take an animal, say, you know what? I would like to bring this animal for an oil. I plan to make this an oil. Not it is an oil. I plan to make it an oila. Shakasari says that's nothing. What? If you're makdish, you have to do it. If you make a shvu, of course. We don't need the Gemara to tell us that if you make a shvu, you got to do your shvu. Of course you got to do your shvu. It's pashut. So it's like, what's going on? Either if it's kachim, the Gemara makes no sense that you would be busy with it threshing. If you didn't make it kachim, so what is it? What's going on? So I want to tell you a simple idea which I think will shed light on the whole sugya. I think that we could say, and at least it will explain also the havaminus of the Gemara. I think we could say like this. Every time we have something that's designated, there's something called hazmona milsehi. If you designate something for a specific purpose, that's called hazmona milsehi. Now, we paskin hazmona lav milsehi. We paskin that hazmona doesn't make something designated. So in other words, if you decide that you're going to use this lulav, pick it up, this is the lulav I'm using for the mitzvah. And then you decide, you know, I'm not using this lulav, I use another one, this one is a broom. No problem. Because we paskin hazmonas lav milsa. The Gemara had a whole discussion in Sanhedrin about Hazmana Milsi Lagabi Yameis, if you make Tachrichim, if you could use it for something else. Same kind of an issue. We paskin Hazmana Lav Milsi, but by Guf Kedusha, something which ultimately will have inherent Kedusha, Hazmana Milsi. So if I designate something which will ultimately have Kedusha, then it does, right now it's chal on it, some level of Kedusha. Rashi in Sanhedrin says Hazmona means it's like it already started, the process already began. Whatever ultimately is going to happen, that's why Rashi has a big chiddush. Rashi says that even if you hold Hazmona Milsehi, Rashi says, let's say you designated Tachrichim for a mace, but he didn't die yet. He didn't die yet. Used to be a skula. People used to buy themselves Tachrichim. It was a skula for Arichas Yomim. Let's say you designate Tachrichim, the guy didn't die yet. Rashi's mashmaren, according to everybody, it's permitted. Rashi says, Hazmona Milsi, he says, if you designated Tachrichim l'meis, u'kvar meis. What do you see from Rashi? Because if the guy's not dead, you can't say the process began. He's alive. Whatever's for him is mutter b'hano. He's Baruch Hashem alive. So the fact that I designated for him these Tachrichim, that's why Rashi learns Hazmona Milsa means the process began already. It's like it was already a shtickl used for him. The designation creates like it was a shtickl used. By Guf Kedusha, it's chal. That's why the Shoyel Omeshiv in his Tshuvas argues with the Shagas Aryeh. Says if you designate a carbon that you want to bring it for a carbon, it's Kedusha, it has Kedusha already, because it's Guf Kedusha. Which is really a big question on the Shagas Aryeh. I think the way to explain the Shagas Aryeh is that the Shagas Aryeh understands Hazmona Milsa only works where the Torah itself didn't create a process of Hazmona. The Torah didn't create a process of Hazmona for a mace. The Torah didn't create a Hazmona process for anything else. So there we say, by the fact that I designated, that makes it already a process began. But if the Torah already wrote the law, the Torah said, this is how you designate something for a carbon. You say, I raise the oil. So now I come and I say, well, I plan to say I raise the oil. The Shagas Aryeh would say that that's not even Hazmona. Because since the Torah already created a process, your process doesn't override, Kilu, the process that the Torah already designated. But that's an area of dispute between the Shagas Aryeh and the Shoyel Omeshiv. Whether by Kodshim, you could create your own Hazmona. But, L'chayr, according to all opinions, once you said Areze Oila, now besides for the fact that the animal now has Kedusha's Oila, it's a designated Oila. It's designated. Clearly, Rashi, we understand, Rashi saying in our sugya, that once somebody said, I plan to bring an oil from here, that's it. Now you have to bring an oil from here. That's what Rashi means. No. Hareini mevi oilo mizeh. And now the animal is threshing. See, even though the animal is chum, betzem chum, but the hazmon already creates a din on the animal, that the animal must be brought, can't be ultimately used for another purpose. No, in other words, you wouldn't be able to start a process now and go and take it, but if it was in the middle of threshing, you wouldn't have to take it away from there, but now you have an obligation not to bring it from somewhere else. You already made something on this animal, you can't bring it from elsewhere. But even the Shagas Aryeh that argues, if you said, Hare Zeh, now it's already has sort of two issues. Number one, it has Kedusha Sayla. Number one. Number two, it has Hazmana. Hazmana almost becomes, it's in the background because it has an overriding power, energy that it's an oil. It's a Kedusha Sayla. I want to tell you like this. You see what I'm saying? Now, let's say, well, according to Rashi, it's simple. Hazmana helps that even if it didn't become an oil yet, Hazmana helps. If you make something that Mamish has an oil, and it becomes an oil, then L'chayra Hazmona is almost like, it's in the shadow. Hazmona is like in the shadow of Hareza Oila. But it's there. All I'm saying is it's lingering. And that's the halacha that I asked you all to look up in the Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchus Tfilin, where it says black and white, Sudur, the Azmanei L'meitzer by Tfilin. All you did was you designated, I'm going to use this for Tfilin. V'tzor by Tfilin Chadzimna Osur Lotzu by Acher. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But that's only because the pouch doesn't have Kedusha. But the Ramo comes and he says, but klaf, but if you have parchment, which the parchment ultimately will have Kedusha, and you designated it for tefillin, osur lichtoiv all of divrei chayim. Das mona milsa l'gufa kedusha. It does have kedusha. That's this Ramah. So what I'm telling you is that the animal really here is no worse than that. Can't use it for something else at this point. You have to use it for a carb, for this carb that you designated it. And that's Rashi Sheet. What I want to tell you is like this. Whenever you have a carbon, the carbon always has that designation that it's supposed to be brought as a carbon. That designation has to be uprooted in order for that carbon now to lose it, lose that designation. How does it lose that designation? It gets something which makes it unworthy to bring as a carbon. Within the parish of carbonus, there are certain things that make something unworthy for a carbon, right? So lamashal, somebody took, I'm giving you an extreme case, somebody took cloth. They designated it for tefillin. Okay? Then they made a neder that they'll never use this cloth for tefillin. Okay? So now they can't use it for tefillin. But it still can't be used for anything else. Because the neder is an abstract issue. It's not inherent. There's nothing about the cloth that changed. If the cloth would rip and become unworthy for tefillin, then the hazmana will fall away. Because it's an intrinsic issue why this can't be used for tefillin. But you could make 1,000 nedarim that you're not going to use the cloth for tefillin. It became cloth of tefillin. Now it would have to be, something has to happen to it to remove that designation. Be used for tefillin? Absolutely not. But the designation is still here. When somebody says, I raise the oiler, and then the animal, for whatever reason, you can't bring it for a carb. There's an aveira, there's that, whatever reason. Yeah, it's still hasmona. The only reason why it can lose that kedusha is it because it developed something intrinsically that makes it unworthy to be brought as a carb. Otherwise, it's still always going to have the hasmona, which can only be overridden by an intrinsic issue, not by an abstract issue. Has to be intrinsically reversed. And that's, you don't have. By a stama at the Torah telling you, Shabbos, you can't bring this. It's a skila to bring this animal today for a carbon. Doesn't make a difference. The animal is still going to be a carbon because intrinsically there's nothing wrong. And if it's going to be Shabbos for the next 1,000 years, you can't bring it for a carbon, it's still going to have Kedusha. Why? Because the din that it can't be brought is not intrinsic in the Kedusha itself. Memela, you could say like this. Our Gemara is saying, Chatas HaMeis is a very unique thing. There's Halacha L'Moshe Mishnayos, an abstract din that says you can't bring this for a carbon. Absolutely, that makes the animal that you can't bring it for a carbon. But is that really an intrinsic issue? Or is that an abstract issue? So we don't have a Havamina, you could bring this for a carbon. Of course you can't. The Torah said not to bring it. You can't. Has the original Hazmona got reversed? That's not so simple. There we have to analyze if the din of Chatas HaMeiseis is intrinsic or it's abstract. It's an unclear issue. We need the Torah to give us a Pirush Rashi. We need the Torah to tell us what kind of din of the Chatas Lamisa Azla. Is it a din in the Guf HaKadusha? That the Guf HaKadusha can't be chal on a Vlad Chatos, on a Tmuris Chatos, and therefore inherently it gets reversed. If that's the case, it knocks off the Hazmana, knocks off everything. And then, therefore, if you bring it on the Mizbeach, it's Dvorim B'Telem. Or not. Comes the Torah, and the Torah now explains to us, you would think that if you put it on the Mizbeach, there is not an intrinsic psul. Kamashmon, there is. The Gemara and Me'ila and Rashi is after our sugya. Now that our sugya has explained that Vlad Chatas and Tmuris Chatas is intrinsic, says Rashi, Ein Bo Yafilu Me'ila. Reb Yitzchak Belzer is saying, what do you mean? The sugya and Me'ila is a contradiction with our sugya? Not at all. The way I'm learning our sugya is not coming to say any separate chidushim. Our sugya is saying that we're coming now to explain what is the din of Chatas HaMeis? Is it intrinsic or is it abstract? If it would be abstract, it would still be Me'ilah. Me'ilah, if you went and were makdish a carbon and then you made another, I'm not going to bring it for a carbon. So you can't bring it out for a carbon. What do? Yashev Altas. There'll still be a din of Me'ilah. So the whole sugya of Me'ilah and all those toises that we brought down, Zvachim, is all after it's called Chulin. It's only called Chulin after our sugya went through the process of saying that the din of Chatas Hames is intrinsic in the Guf HaBehem. Yeah, but without the Gzeres HaKosov, if we would just have a lingering Hilchasa, we wouldn't know what it is. The lingering Hilchasa may be like a nether, which wouldn't reverse the Hazmona Milsa. By no means would I say, like Rav Eliashiv is saying, that you could be Makrivit. Absolutely not. It could even be that there would be a Achiv to take it down, because there's a Gzeres HaKosov that you can't. But you can have all the Gzeres HaKosov in. But if it's not intrinsic in the Guf HaBehema, in the Kotchen part of it, then there would still be a din of Me'ilah. And then it would not be Chulin. So our sugi is qualifying what is the din of Chatas HaMesa. Basically our sugi is saying that Chatas HaMesa alone without the Pasuk would be an ununderstood, unknown, unclarified halach. We don't know what it is. Comes the Pasuk in his Megal. Okay.